531. And now we cross to Sydney, where we are going to be speaking with two Pasifika creatives. The first is Taofia Pelesasa, who is of Tokelauan and Samoan heritage, born in Rotorua, New Zealand, and replanted in Mount Druid, Western Sydney. He is a graduate of the Unitec School of Performing and Screen Arts in Auckland, Aotearoa. As an acting and writing student, he has worked as an actor, producer and writer in both screen and theatre in New Zealand and Australia. Independently, Taofia has worked on his own works, the most significant of which is Polynesia, which has had him spend a two-year research project between Sydney and Lima, Peru. Gabriel Fa'atau'u Satiu is a Samoan creative, born and raised in Porirua, New Zealand, lived in Mangere for most of his adult life, and has found his voice in Southwest Sydney. A creative writing graduate from the Manukau Institute of Technology, and now a postgraduate student doing a master's in creative practice with Unitec. He has worked mostly as a writer for both screen and stage in New Zealand and Australia. Gabriel has written for major TV network shows like Shortland Street, What Now, Māori Television, and Seven Productions. Gabe and Fia are both on the line. Tā aloha nei, tā alofa lava to you both, and thank you for taking time out to chat with us.
Tā aloha nei, thank you for having us.
Tā alofa lava, thank you so much for having us.
It is our pleasure indeed. Gabe, first of all, with you, what was it that attracted you to Sydney?
I think for me, so my family had migrated here over the years. I was living in Auckland, not on my own. I was flatting with friends. But my father was actually diagnosed with cancer. He got really ill. And so it forced me to move here. And I'm so grateful for that, for making that decision as well.
And being creative in Sydney, is it the same space as Auckland? And is our community as large there? I guess that's a silly question. Are you finding our community there in Sydney?
I have to admit that I think in terms of numbers, we're definitely like a strong, visible community. Like I see our people all the time. But in terms of visibility in terms of art, there just isn't a lot. But I've been so grateful and fortunate to work with amazing creative people, just like Fia and a few others, and we've been able to find them just by doing the work that we've been building here.
Fia, can I come to you, please? And give us a background to yourself and how you've ended in Sydney, being born in Rotorua.
Yeah, so you're obviously born in Rotorua, very proud of that. My family, maybe over a decade ago, they uprooted and replanted here in Mount Druitt with the Sydney. They followed the opportunity and then led us to Sydney. And then I went to uni in New Zealand, and I rejoined them about 7 years now, back here in Sydney, and just after living away from them for a decade. So it was nice to come back and sort of make art in and around sort of the things that and the people that have inspired me, like my family. So that's how I ended up here. And I'm very proud to be here. I'm very grateful.
Well, I've got your attention, Fia. How easy is it to do art there? I know in New Zealand we have a big population compared to the wider population. In Sydney and in Australia in general, we are much smaller, less visible, unless it's the rugby or the rugby league field. Mm. How easy is it to put shows together there?
It's and I think Gabe can sort of riff on this as well, but it is actually a lot harder. I think, having lived in both diaspora and experienced that extensively on both ends, I can say there are privileges in in Pacifica, in New Zealand, that the community in Australia have sort of no access to. And obviously there's a lot of room for change and growth in New Zealand, but in Australia it's just there's a very clear distinction between the haves and the have-nots, and Pacific work is sort of at the bottom of the pile in this country. So getting work up is a lot more difficult. But what Gabe and I have learned over our time here making work is just if we make the work, the community will follow. And we've been lucky enough to sort of accumulate a really cool group of Pacific artists here in Western Sydney.
Gabe, while you're there, you have found people like Fia. Is there a core group of people that you can create theatre with, or is your focus at the moment writing the stories and getting those stories on film?
So just to answer your question, I think there definitely is a core group of people that I've been so lucky and fortunate to work alongside. And people like Fear, and people from the Pacifica Film Festival, but also people that I've just been able to connect with just with the very short time that I've been here. I do write across both those two mediums, and both for screen and stage. I don't like to limit myself to just that. I mean, I am a creative writing graduate, and so for me it's so important that the way that I tell our stories exists across all different forms, whether it's on screen, for the stage. I'm trying to work on a children's book that I'm publishing. I mean, I write articles, theatre reviews, all of that stuff. So for me, it's just important that my writing isn't limited to just one thing. But in saying that, I think right now, where I'm currently present in the work that I'm doing, most of the work seems to lean towards screen. But ideally, I want to be spread across all those mediums. I think it's so important that people know that we're not limited to just the one form.
Yes, Fia, with you as an actor and as a performer, how easy has it been to get work as an actor? I mean, it's hard enough here in New Zealand where we are very visible, in fact. I can only imagine it must be even harder there in Australia.
Yeah, it is. It's sort of in the same vein as what I said earlier, just we really are, in many ways, starting from the bottom here in Sydney. And in many ways, it's but I don't say that like necessarily negatively. There's a lot of positives to being in this position. I imagine where we are right now is where New Zealand was maybe 15 to 20 years ago. And there's a fight in your spirit that exists because that's where you are, and that's where we are. This is the point that we're at, so it drives you more to really dig your heels and work. So I find that even though when I was in New Zealand I was just getting a lot more work, I really became an artist when I came to Australia because I found more purpose because the need was greater to really project our stories and make our people more visible. So yeah, it is hard. It's a lot harder. Pacific roles aren't even being written here unless people like myself and Gabe and many other Pacific storytellers in Australia are writing them. So we're at a really cool point of being a Pacific artist here in Australia.
Yes, I can only imagine, as you say, Fia, you can either look upon it as something that you want to walk away from, or you see it as a challenge and you see that there is possibilities. And whatever you do, you become a pioneer as being. The two of you, what are you cooking up in terms of creative pieces? Are you working on a script at the moment, Gabe, I understand?
Yes, so I'm actually, I've been very fortunate to get some development funding for a project that So I'm shooting a proof of concept. So I'm shooting a pilot episode for a show that I've written called Breaking Bread. I shoot the pilot episode next weekend, which I'm very excited. But behind all of that, I've got a few things that I have been working on, and those are things that I'll do throughout the next year.
Wow. I know you can't give away too much, but that is certainly something that our community will be looking forward to getting out. How supportive have the funders been of the work that you're doing there? Gabe, I'll ask you first.
I'm trying to frame this really nicely. I think, I'm just lucky that I got a little bit of funding. It's not a lot. I've still had to invest a lot of my own money. And that's what I think I'm just echoing what Fia talked about, being, you know, we're at the front of doing something new for our community here. And so there's a lot of sacrifice. And I'm so grateful to have a lot of the experiences that I did have in New Zealand. I mean, I see that as more like a training ground for a lot of the tools that I've acquired over the years. It's forced me to become a leader. And I say that with a little bit of sarcasm, because I'm a little bit awkward in that way. But also it's forced me just to step out of my own comfort zone and actually fight harder and stronger for our voices and for our stories to be more visible.
Will the both of you be working on the pilot that you're going to be filming next weekend? And how many of our wider Pacific creative community are going to be involved, please, Gabe?
Yeah, so Fia is helping me with this. He has been working with me for most of this year through this process. He was part of my writing table, so part of that process. He'll be on set as our continuity script supervisor. But I mean, he's done a lot of stuff for me in terms of my support, my own mental health throughout all of this as well. And in terms of how many people that we have on board, I think we've got a little over 30, but that's inclusive of those on screen and behind.
And for our community and our listeners, when can they look forward to seeing the your labour come to fruition in terms of being able to view?
We hope to screen something near the end of November this year, so I'll be in touch about that.
Wonderful. Fia and Gabe, we wish you all the best, and we look forward to seeing your work on screen and to talking to you about it sometime in the not too distant future, so we can guide people to where they can see this work you're working on.
Awesome. Thank you.
Yeah, thank you.
Thank you both. You're listening to Early Edition with Ete. That was Gabriel Fa'atau'u Satiu and Taufia Pelisasa, both creatives working in Sydney, telling our stories.